This is Morning Edition on AM 580. We're also available online at will.uiuc.edu, where you can listen to programs like Commodity Week each week and our opening Commodity Market Report, which is coming up next with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 483.5, down 3.25 on the open. July, 485, down 4.25. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 462, down 3.5 on the open. July, 475, down 4.25. December, 497, down 4.25. March, 508, unchanged on the open. May corn opened at 409, down 3/4 on the open. July, 419, down 2.25. September, 412.5, down 1. December, 408.5, down 1. March, 2008, 416.5, down 1.75 on the open. May soybeans open at 764.5, down 2 on the open. July, 780, down 2.25. August, 787.5, down 1. November, 808, down 2.75. January, 816, down 1. March, 2008, 823, down 3. May, 827.5, down 1 on the open. May soybean meal opened at 221.60, down 70 on the open. July, 227, down 80. May soybean oil opened at 31.12, up 2 on the open. July, 31.60, up 4. At the Merck March feeders, opened at 103.70, up 10 on the open. April, 105.05, down 7.5. May, 106.85, down 7.5. August, 108.15, down 20 on the open. April live cattle opened at 97.30, down 42.5 on the open. June, 94.40, down 52.5. August, 91.80, down 52.5. October, 95.75, down 37.5 on the open. April lean hogs opened at 63.30, down 7.5 on the open. May, 73.50, up 5. June, 73.55, unchanged. July, 75.20, up 37.5 on the open. And pork bellies for May open at 102.90, up 2.5 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
You can receive the opening market report by podcast directly to your computer. Go to WILLAG.org and click on the red podcast link in the right navigation window. Follow the simple directions and you'll never miss an opening market report again. And while there, you can also subscribe to the pre-opening market report, the closing market report, and our flagship show, Commodity Week, AM 580 Agricultural Podcasts. It's your marketing advantage. Joining us now with a look at today's markets is Dan Zwicker. He is with AgriVisor Services out of Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, the back end has had a pretty impressive run-up if you look at 08 and beyond this week. Why is that end showing strength compared to even contracts in the deferreds this year?
Well, I'm not too sure that's bullish. I think what there's a couple reasons. It could be putting carry in the market, so if that's kind of indicating that we're going to have adequate supplies around, people will store it. So adequate supplies will push the front end down, and it'll work its way into a full carry market. I do think that maybe the soybean market, at least some people are talking about the reason why the distant soybean market might be rallying is because the function of the market will need to encourage South America to increase acres to maybe offset the shortfall here we have in the United States. Now, it's not certain we're going to have a shortfall, but I guess that's maybe some of the reasoning that soybeans could be strengthened in the back end. And then if soybeans strengthen to try to encourage acres, then maybe corn has to be competitive too. So then corn has to follow soybeans. So it would be almost kind of the reverse of maybe what's going on here, that we saw here this fall and this winter.
Let's turn our attention to something a little bit closer by, and that being the planting intentions report. It'll be a week from tomorrow. Are we setting ourselves up for a bearish surprise in this report?
That's a hard one because I don't think the trade knows what it wants to do. I think if you kind of look at the price action here, it's all about spring weather. I think that is the kicker here. The market is trying to decide whether or not the spring weather pattern is going to be late, whether it's going to be early, whether or not we're going to get the corn planters going. Granted, we have the corn planters going in the far southern regions of the U.S., but the heart of the planting season here is in the Midwest. So, I think that USDA's number, while everybody will respect it, I think it's almost old news. I find it difficult to see if we would get a bullish number out of it. It may not necessarily be bearish compared to what trade talk is, but I think it might be hard to get something bullish. They may come in on the low side, but I'm not too sure the trade would pay a whole lot of attention to it after maybe initial surge or so, because it's all about weather. And I think the trade's convinced itself that farmers will plant as many acres of corn as they can if Mother Nature allows them to. So it's all spring weather at this point. And like I said, at some point in time here, corn and soybeans will probably diverge depending upon what that weather pattern is. But that could wait, maybe into, another couple weeks yet or so before something like that would happen. That could be the trigger, would be maybe that March 30th report that would do that. And then, of course, we could see out a couple weeks to see whether or not the corn planters are going to go active or not.
So it would seem what you're trying to tell me is that quarterly grains stock report might be even more important than the planting intentions report.
Well, the quarterly grain stocks report could be a nail biter because I think there's a general consensus building that maybe demand hasn't been as good as what the market was thinking it would be over this second quarter here, and this would be as of December 1st through into February, for a couple reasons. A lot of ethanol plants maybe didn't get online during this time frame that they thought they were going to get online because of construction delays. The winter was, for the most part, generally mild, except here for this last part of the winter. So then of course there's always adjustments, this will be a much better reading on grain stocks. So the market feels as we got plenty of corn around, so the grain stocks number could be a shade or a tad bullish, or maybe take some of the friendliness out of the January report number that we got here back in middle January.
Looking at everything you do technically, what is the most important thing that you can share with us today?
The market needs to extend its advances that we've had this week. As you know, we've been looking for some cycle lows here over the past couple of weeks. It does look like those cycle lows have been traced out. So now the kicker is to get them to materialize with some strength to the upside here over the next 2-3 weeks, or otherwise one would look for an early downturn in these cyclical forces, and then that would set us up for a down April. And so I think technically it's important that this market continue to show some strength that it's tried to show here over the past few days.
And does it have to pivot on this week, or can we wait a week?
As long as we don't do no damage, we can consolidate like today. Nothing gets me too excited about a penny down in corn or a penny up or a penny down on beans. But it needs to maintain its gains that it's mustered so far this week, and then build on those gains next week.
Thank you, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Lead options at the Board of Trade in Chicago: May wheat 465 and a quarter, down a quarter. May corn 409 and a quarter, down a half. May beans 769 and a quarter, up 2 3/4. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.